Hey, it's morning digestion for, what is this, Wednesday, the 29th of May. The headline is Mueller is speaking at 11 a.m. Eastern. I will be done with this morning digestion by then, but I will tell you all about it in the afternoon podcast. I urge you, if you're listening to the morning digestion, which is free, you should subscribe to the podcast because it's... you know, it's sort of a wrap-up of the day, and it costs $3.50 a month, and I mean, come on, what the hell? Now, I will say this. I've been getting... my email is host@johngibson.com. I invite you to send me notes. I proposed that I combine the morning digestion with the afternoon podcast, which is going to mean that there will be about a 15 to 20-minute podcast about the day's news. I think what I'm going to do is continue to do the morning digestion because it's free and I want to kind of get people to, you know, entice them to do the podcast. But I'll also include the material from the morning digestion and the afternoon podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you don't have to listen to both. So let me just also, I've gotten some... I've got a lot of emails from people. I said, you know, send me your, you know, your reaction, and I'll read those on the afternoon podcast. So once again, the email address is host@johngibson.com. Just to give you a taste of it, Cecil in South Texas writes me, I think the new format you propose would be great. 15 to 20 minutes is perfect. Don't need sound bites or music. Gibson Unplugged is just fine. Thank you, Cecil. He said, I did like the old intro music from the radio show, but other than that, once-a-day program is fine. The time you save us Gibsonites by going all over all the news and distilling it for us is worth way more than $3.50 per day. Well, it's not per day. It's per month. But Cecil, thanks a lot. There's a whole bunch of other really great emails I've gotten the last couple of days, and I'm going to read them on the podcast this afternoon. There is one that I would like to go into right now because it's in the news again today. It's from Christopher Hendricks, no relation to Jimmy, I'm sure. He said, John, I think the new format you propose would be great. 15 to 20 minutes is perfect. Well, wait a minute. Oh, here we go. John, love to hear your thoughts on U.S. Navy pilots reportedly spotting UFOs over East Coast. What does Gibby believe? Okay, so this story is in the news. It was in the New York Times yesterday, reported by, it's kind of down on my list. It's headlined UFOs. Reported by some of the Times' best reporters, Helene Cooper and some others. This isn't like, you know, some millennial cooking up a crazy story for first big break at the New York Times. And it's a bunch of Navy pilots who've been seeing a bunch of UFOs for a long time. Now, what they mean is unexplained flying objects. And these objects, which they, you know, recorded on their video, radar spotted it, locked on to it, and recorded video just as if it were a target. It's something. Now, you know, is it somebody flying in from another planet? I doubt that. Is it some experimental drone thing that nobody knows about? Maybe. Although one pilot reported a near miss, the thing flew by his cockpit canopy with just a few feet, and so the Navy pilots said, you know, it can't be a government. Or our government, drone experiment, because, you know, our government knows where our planes are operating and wouldn't do anything that dangerous, supposedly. So what is it? Don't know. I don't know. Could it be, I mean, these things were spotted when the Navy upgraded its radar on these planes. Is it some anomaly spotted on the radar that the radar itself is creating? None of these guys have laid eyes on it, actual eyes. And there's no description of the size of the thing, which I think is a little screwy. But the big part of it is that, yeah, the Pentagon is now investigating. This used to be a career ender, by the way, in the military. If you said you spotted a UFO, they thought you were crazy, and that was it. You were done. Not anymore. The Pentagon's actually going to investigate. I repeat myself, Mueller to speak at the DOJ at 11 Eastern. Tornadoes, 500, they say, are ripping through the Midwest as far east as Pennsylvania and New York. That's really bad. In Oklahoma, it's also floods, both those stories in the New York Times. The aforementioned UFO story. Trump, a desperate Democrat veteran candidates attack Trump over his draft deferments. I don't think that's going anywhere. Washington Post. Trump undercuts Bolton on NOCO and Iran. House subpoenas his banking records, but the subpoena's on hold while he appeals. That's in the Washington Post. Comey's still writing op-ed pieces saying no treason, no coup, just Trump lies. That's in the Washington Post. We'll see about that, Mr. Comey. You're now officially under investigation. Politics. California muscles to the front of the primary line, attracting a slew of Democratic candidates. So the California Democratic Convention is like now, today or tomorrow or this weekend or something in San Francisco. And 14 of the Democratic presidential candidates are coming. This is because California has always been a very late primary. All the time I lived there, it was like in late June. Well, I'm sorry, not late June, early June. June 6th usually was, the window for the California primary, which, of course, meant that it was irrelevant to the nomination. And they finally got sick of it. So it's now on March 3rd, which is a Super Tuesday, and it's coming right after the first four states, which are Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. So California is going to muscle into the front of the primary season and will have a big effect on who the nominee is for the Democrats. New York Times, Democrats all upset because Mitch McConnell says, sure, we'd confirm a SCOTUS justice in 2020. And they're going, hypocrite, hypocrite, hypocrite. New York Times, playing catch up on laying out policy. Biden announces education plan. New York Times, New York State Democrats not delivering on the agenda that the far left demands. All crazy stuff, but they're not really delivering on it. Washington Post, DNC imposing new rules for debate qualifying that will eliminate a bunch of candidates. This is for the third debate in September. There's already two in June. And as of the moment, 19 are qualified. But Tom Perez has cooked up new rules, and it's supposed to winnow the field by September. Washington Post, the Fresno Grizzlies, a AAA team of the Washington Nationals. I heard a guy, I was watching a baseball game there, and I heard an ESPN guy goes, what are they doing putting a AAA team in Fresno? That's, Fresno. Are you kidding me? Fresno. How could they put a AAA team in Fresno? When they called this guy up, it took 3 days for him to get there. Well, no, it doesn't. There's a direct flight from Fresno, FAT, to DFW, and then DFW to Reagan National. Anyway, it's just the East Coast bias against a place like Fresno. Anyway, big controversy. The Fresno Grizzlies were having a Memorial Day video on the screen, and they talked about enemies of freedom, and they had Kim Jong-un and, I don't know, Saddam Hussein pictured, and then all of a sudden AOC's picture is in the middle of it. So they've had to apologize, and somebody's getting fired, and AOC is complaining about death threats when this stuff happens. Anyway, social justice warriors. Anti-white racism at New York City's Department of Education results in a huge lawsuit, $90 million. Three white women who were demoted because they're white are suing. That's in the New York Post. New York Times, can we please have a not male, not female designation for our driver's license? You know, I just don't know what to say about these things. The trans community is mad at Trump for something having to do with healthcare, I think. Can I just say this? I know it's going to get me in trouble, but I don't believe men are women. You know, I don't believe that you change what you were born as because you feel like it. White campground manager fired for pulling a gun on a black couple picnicking. This is the KOA campgrounds chain. Apparently this black couple went there to picnic on the side of a lake, and the campground manager came out and said, you can't be here, and pulled a gun on them. Washington Post. Smithsonian names black leader, and he goes all in on white supremacy. This is in the Washington Post. So the Smithsonian Museum is going to become a, evidently, it's going to become a demonstration project of how white supremacy has been terrible, and it's just been everywhere, and you didn't know it, but it's true. We'll see. I don't, you know. Abortion. Missouri's last abortion clinic could close this week. That's in the New York Times. Washington Post fact checker gives Planned Parenthood four Pinocchios for saying that thousands of women died every year before Roe. That's in the Washington Post. Tech. In the New York Times, those scooters that are invading every city, not New York City. They're not going to let them. No way. It's one good thing New York's done lately. Migrants, never seen it this bad in Arizona. It's in the Washington Post. Just a flood of children. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. This story about Mount Everest is really terrible. I mean, there's 11 died in 10 days, and two Americans were among them. One of them, a 62-year-old lawyer from Colorado. And my question is, you know, what's a 62-year-old doing climbing Everest anyway? He made it to the top. It was coming down that killed him. He died coming down. San Francisco Chronicle, San Francisco Chron writer outraged that people think San Francisco is worse now than ever. It is. LA Times demands that Santa Anita shut down racing for the season. The 26th horse has died or had to be put down. You know, I'm not a real expert on horse racing. I follow it to some degree. I've been to Santa Anita a lot. It's, you know, it's just an unbelievably beautiful place. I'll say this. I think that horse racing is racing horses too young. And I think that there's some drug problems. But once again, I'm not an expert, but it's pretty radical that the LA Times is demanding Santa Anita shut down racing for the season. It's pretty radical. But then again, 26 horses have died, and they don't have an explanation as to why. And it's not the only place they die. And by the way, I have a horse here, Nana Boo, who was a Santa Anita racehorse, thoroughbred, not very good, so was sold to HBO when they were making the series Luck, starring Dustin Hoffman and Nick Nolte and Richard Farina. It was a great series. And two or three horses died in the making of the series, and so PETA demanded that they shut the series down, and apparently HBO was happy to do it because they thought it cost too much money and so forth. So the production owned 49 horses. When I called my friend Mary, who works for HBO, and said, you know, what's this all about? She said, oh, by the way, you can adopt one of these horses. They'll deliver it. And they did. I said, yeah. And then before I could say no, the thing was at the front gate. So I have one of these horses that used to run at Santa Anita. Okay, so send me emails at host@johngibson.com because I'm going to open up a special section of the afternoon podcast where I read the emails. You can send me what you think about stories. You can send me what you think about combining the morning digestion and the afternoon podcast. Or you can complain about the format. I'm just talking now. I don't have sound bites and music and high production value radio show. I've just decided I don't want to do that anymore. It's too much trouble. I'm not going to do it. Oh, look at this. We went 15 minutes. That's pretty long.